This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joining us in the studio right now,
we have two of the contestants from the Australian Latin, the World Latin Championships. That's going to be held in Melbourne next week. It's going to be a sizzling hot event. We have two contestants, two couples going in representing Australia. We have one of the couples here in the studio with us today. Please welcome, now I'm still very bad on pronunciation here, so you have to forgive me and don't send a mafia after me or anything because I assume you're Italian. The British Rising Star champions Nuria Santalucia and Mirko Scholin from Melbourne.
Thank you.
Is that right?
Yeah, yes. You said it right.
Cool. So tell us a bit about yourselves.
Well, I'm from Melbourne, mm-hmm. and now we're living in Rome. I've moved to Rome to dance with Mirko. And Mirko?
I'm from Italy, and we're very excited to be here to dance the championship.
Yeah.
Now, one interesting thing I found about the ballroom dancing or the Latin, both the dance worlds kind of thing, is it's almost like you have, sometimes in life you have your real partners, and then you also have, like, dance partners, like, and they break up, and they get together, and there's fights, and there's stealing partners from other people.
Well, I guess it's like in real life, you know, you get boyfriend, fight, break up, back together, but yeah, there are a lot of couples that are also involved personally, as well as dance partnership, and a lot of couples not, so just depends.
How long have you guys been dancing as partners?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Yep. And you only do Latin, or do you do ballroom as well?
We just do Latin.
Okay. So how many dances are you going to be doing for the championships?
The dances are 5 dances. So we have cha-cha, samba, rumba, paso doble, and jive. But there's 5 rounds of that. It'll be like round after round after round until they get to the final 6. So it's a really, really long day.
Now, can I ask, because you have 5 rounds coming up of just non-stop pumping energy dances, how do you train yourselves physically for such a strenuous event?
Well, we say the only way to prepare yourself for 5 dances or 5 rounds is actually practicing that, you know.
Yeah. Is there any sort of weight or gym training that you have behind it, or is it just...
Of course, every little bit helps. I mean, especially for the guys. Mirko does gym, and we do Pilates and all sorts of stuff to keep our body fit. But
yeah. Now, you guys are a stellar couple because you have a record that you broke, because no Australian couple had broken it in over 13 years. You crashed the international ballroom scene by winning the Amateur Latin Rising Star Championship, following by being placed in the British Open. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And being together for 3 years as well. I mean, that's a pretty good achievement.
That was actually a year ago, so it was even only after we'd been together for 2 years. But it was really, really very exciting for us. It was actually the biggest peak in our career that we've had yet.
And what are you looking forward to about the World Latins coming up?
Enjoying.
Yeah. It's going to be so good because I'm a Melbourne girl, and having such a big event in Melbourne and having all my family and friends and support is so strange because most of our events are overseas. So it's going to be good just to be on home soil and really having everybody behind us.
So you've got all the family and friends coming to watch?
Yeah, absolutely.
And have you got a favourite dance out of the 5?
I do. I like rumba.
You like the rumba?
Yeah, paso and rumba are the best, yeah.
The rumba's an interesting one because when you start rumba, I've done a bit of ballroom dancing, when you start, the rumba is so boring and quiet and that kind of thing, but as you progress, it gets really quite sexy, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it's really good. Very good.
And have you got some nice costumes?
Yeah, we do. We do.
That's got to be one of the most amazing parts of the actual championships is the costumes and how many sequins are on those things.
I know. For the spectators, absolutely. It's a really, I mean, it's part of the show. Apart from the dancing, I mean, the costumes are also really, really beautiful.
Is there a bit of logistics that comes into planning your costumes as well? Like, can certain costumes stop you from doing different moves and things like that? Or?
Well, I guess it depends on the choreography, but and also the body, you know, it depends. It's like anything with fashion. It depends what body you have as to what dress suits you best and your dancing.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.